you're talking about a link between them. That's obvious.
But even etymologically, it has to be obvious. It's always come from the flow from the eye. But just like when you talk about biological, you know, parents and children, so there can be all sorts of models, right? Some species, you know, just spawn and produce offspring and have nothing to do with them, and the offspring have nothing in common with the, you know, with the parent, with the source. And in other cases, you know, practically clones, and there's a lot in between. So how independent, how much of a dilution is there? To what extent do we view a process of, you know, of weakening? Or differences that are healthy, or something common denominator? So, of course, in different areas of halakha, we find different things. We already discussed earlier in the year, and so in the beginning of Bava Kama, where the Gemara says, Kiyotzebehem, told the same Kiyotzebehem, Lav Kiyotzebehem. Gemara wants to know that about Arba Avos Mezikin. And the Gemara basically has the three models of Avos told us that they compare and contrast. One is Tumah, the other is Shabbos, and what the Gemara is interested in is Avos Mezikin. So Tumah represents a process and a dilution. I speak about dilution of the Tumah, Sheni of the Tumah, Shlish of the Tumah. Again, here and there, something defies that, gravity. Sometimes you can go up, backwards, mostly on a Drabbanan level. In some cases, there's no dilution at all. Chero or El Kachalo, possibly. We can stay on the same level. Sometimes with Mashke, you can go backwards. But again, it's Drabbanan. But either way, the rule in Tumah is one of development and dilution. Right, Rishon LaTumah, Sheni LaTumah, Shlishi LaTumah, and so on. It becomes what it becomes because of where it came from, but in a less intense way. And the dinim reflect that. On the other hand, the other model is Shabbos. Shabbos, the Gemara says, told us Am is kiyotze b'ayim. And that's what we're really interested in, Shabbos. The Gemara wants to know about Nezikin. So it would help us to know, the Gemara concludes, tell the same Kiyotze b'hem and Nezikin too, what that means. So in the Hava Mina, here we can ask that, of course, that, right? Can we? Achogus in Rashi and the Rif? Rambam? No? What was the Hava Mina that told the same or Lav Kiyotze b'hem in Nezikin? And the only Shor, Bar, Mavim, Hever, was the only ones that there's going to be Tashlumin for? And if you do other things that are in between those categories and destroy somebody's property, you're not going to be pulled into court? That seems to be the Pshat in Rashi. That seems to be what Rashi says. Very strange. Because one would think that Nezikin is, civil law. And, nothing more basic in civil law than the laws of damages. Somebody comes to your property and destroys something of yours, you should pay for it. And yet Rashi seems to read the Gemara that called the same Lav Kiyotze b'hem, that you'd be scot-free. Potter. It's an amazing thing. Of course, that would accent certain perspective on the Zikin. That is, that while it looks like it's simply logical and basic and doesn't need psukim and doesn't need sources and doesn't need surim, it really isn't so. Maybe even this area requires a makoros. And maybe the tashlumin of Nezikin is really based on isur, chiyuv. If you didn't have a chiyuv, lishmar sa'atzmacha, or an isur to do certain types of actions, then you would be potter. Indeed, there are indications when we speak about, in Shlichut Varavera, sometimes in the context of Ezekiel. We speak about Ein Onshin, tells us in Baba Kamada Beis and Aleph, Ein Onshin Min Adin, possibly when it comes to Nezikin. There are other indications as well, that there may be a component of Yisur Nezikin, a necessary component, because without that component, everything would be, Grama, or maybe even if it wasn't Grama, that there simply wouldn't be Chiyuv Tashlum. Now there are other explanations for the role of Yisur, but the point is Havamin of Rashi, that literally you could do damage to your friend's property and you might actually be completely patur mitashlumin. You have to say these kind of things. Lemaskana, when the Gemara concludes that Tovaseyem are ki yotze bahem, so then there's no need to conclude that the toldos are clones of the Av, or that what makes them chayiv is a common denominator that they share with the Av. Because since the Havamina was so radical in one direction, namely that you're Pata Legamri, it's possible that all the Gemara means in the Maskana, when it says Toldoseyev Kiyotzebem, is that you're chayiv. The Tolda Bar doesn't have to be chayiv Mishum Bar. The Tolda Eish doesn't necessarily have to be chayiv Mishum Eish. Certainly not as a clone. And maybe even more than that. It could just be that Toldoseyev Kiyotzebem, if you have the Avos, so then it's, you're going to draw the conclusion that all acts of Nezek that are toldos of those avos, even if they aren't the same, even if they're dilutions, but you're still going to be chay. That's possible. On the other hand, there's another way to read the Gemara, and that's the way the Rif and the Rambam seem to have read the Gemara, and the Chidush HaGriz, that piece right in the beginning of Niskei Mamon, so he elaborates this idea. He quotes Rashi, notes how difficult it is, also notes that it doesn't fit in well at all with the Rif and the Rambam, the way that they seem to read the Gemara. Rather, everybody knew, says the Griz, that if you were to do damage to your neighbor and it wasn't one of the Arbavos Nezikin, you would be chayiv. Why would you be chayiv? Well, because, it's Shmiras on Olacha, and Mamono Hizik, and that seems to be a universal basis for being Mechayiv Tashlum Mimamazah. So what's the Gemara talking about when it asks, tell the same Kiyotzeh Malav, Kiyotzeh Bahen? So he explains, the real issue is about the relationship between the Toldos and the Avos. Not whether they're Chayim, but are they under the rubric of the Avos that produced them? Is it Toldo the Bar, which is not exactly Bar, I don't know whether it's, Avono Sakino Maso Sheiniach Rosh Agag, or whatever it is. Any tolda of Bor, any tolda of Shor, any tolda of Keren, any tolda of Eish, does it have the properties of the Av? So, for example, the Ptur Tamun of Eish, the Ptur Shisarabim of Shein Berega, right? Kalim, right? Do these Pturim, these special, unique halachas, some of which are logical, based on a certain perspective, though, on the nature of the mazik. Others, which really hard to understand, in Xeris HaKasus, or they have some, deeper, profounder meaning that you have difficulty accessing. But either way, that are the formal legal baggage of these avos. Do they apply only to the actual av malacha, and everything else is mamoncha and Shmiras on Olacha, like a general mazik, a general shei mazik, which works on purely logical grounds, or no, Toldoseyem Kiyotzebahem, it's literal, the told of the bar is like bar, the told of the, now within that, there's also an intriguing other machlokas over Shonim, and that is, again, Bikitzur, is it possible to have hybrids, told us that are hybrids of different avs, and if so, do you have to determine the dominant av? And having determined that, and that's why you need to determine it, everything falls in place with that av. It's all or nothing package. Or is it possible that you can have a hybrid from different avos, And it'll have characteristics of a hybrid, too. In other words, if you have an Aish / Vor, so what will be the status of Kalin and Tamun and Tess and Yud and things of that sort? If you have a Shane / Karen, so what will be the status of Tam and Rosh Hasharabim and so on? Is it possible that the Tolda doesn't have to be definitively, predominantly, one or the other with all of the consequences? Or rather, it could be that, you know, if it has a characteristic, let's say about three characteristics that make a bar a bar. Okay, and it has two. And I could figure out, I did a good genetic halachic decoding, and I could figure out that the three characteristics of bar, you know, are not fully integrated, but, you know, each one is responsible for a different characteristic and a different result. The consequence A is a result of tchuna A, consequence B to B, C to C will make it easier. I'm not saying A to C, you know, B to A, you know. It's straightforward. A, or A to 1, B to 2, C to 3. Okay, so if you have a hybrid, and he has characteristics A and C, so he's also got the consequences 1 and 3. As for 2, he gets that from his mother, from Aish, and he gets the consequences of Aish as well. You can almost visualize, you know, the diagrams here. No hyphens, no circles, just straight lines. Okay. So that is a discussion in the Rishonim too. It's not so explicit. Like, you have to be looking for it. But the Rush in the beginning of Bava Kamma and some of the other Rishonim seem to discuss cases where you have these, you know, hybrids, and whether or not you can have hybrid consequences or you have to pick and choose. Okay. Why is all this important? As models, it's very, very important. Are we talking about a dilution, let's say, in the Zikin of, you know, a generic mazik? Mamon, shmirasan alecha, mamoncha, right? Forget about everything else. That's one model. Are we talking about producing true children of their father? And if so, where you have a single definition, clones, they may not look like clones, but characteristically, consequently, clones, or hybrids. So if we were to ask now, well, the Gemara said that Shabbos, felt the same, was kiyotze b'hem. So what does it mean? So in light of what it might mean in Mezikin, it's suggestive that the toldos of Avos and Shabbos also may have a range. Are all toldos a generic losasa kol melacha? This is particularly an interesting question for us, because we spent a lot of time this year on the first part of Klal Gadol, right, and on this question, you know, which keeps recurring, you know, Shigas Shabbos, Shigas Melachos, Shigas Shenishva, all sorts of different combinations it recurs, right? The idea that there are two dinim, right? So is it possible to say that Toldos are like the Avos in the same way that Toldosim, Kiyotze Behem, and Nezikin, according to Rashi, Lamaskanam may be? Namely, they're not part of Bor, they're not part of Eish, they're part of Mazik. So every tolda is losasa kol melacha, even if it isn't zareya, kotzer, choresh, ma'am, is such a thing possible even? Doesn't seem likely, but see if there's any echo of it. The opposite possibility, the tolda belongs to an av. But if it does belong to an av, most likely, so it's a dilution of that av. Not quite as obvious this way as it is in Tumah, but it could still be a dilution. or it's exactly like the Av. Because what's important about the Av isn't the detail case, it's the characteristic with which it overlaps. So that's the question that we're interested in figuring out, and it could be very important to Nafkamina. Now this question is inextricably bound, as I said before, with the question of the role of the Mishkan, or maybe in any case. Because if the Mishkan's role is a purely substantive one, there's nothing mystical about it, there's nothing that's mechayev about the Mishkan. Mishkan just happens to be a gili milsa, or for chashivos and for malachos. So the idea that you could have toldos, which weren't in the Mishkan, that are every bit as much asur as the Av, because they share with the Av what's important, right? There might be differences in the DNA here or there, but you know, the important thing is that the basic components are there. And in every toldah of that Av, and that's what makes the Av is the things that it shares and contributes to its toldos. So that's not inconsistent with the role of the Mishkan as merely being chashuv. But if the Mishkan is going to play a role of being mechayev in some way, because it was in the Mishkan, not reflected by the fact that it was in the Mishkan, so then we have a right to raise the question anew. Does the ability to create toldos also ensure that there's no loss of quality, that the Mishkan creates or establishes the avos? And it's not just a hechatimtzi or a gili milsa, but it plays a role. However, you can still say the chiddush of toldos is, notwithstanding how the origin came about, right? Everything from that origin can be passed off to its offspring, to the toldo. So good, there's a two or three stage process here, but there's no dilution in the process. You could still say that. But it becomes more plausible to say the Mishkan per se contributes to Avos Malacha, and the toldo wasn't there. So good, the Tolda shares much with its Av, gains much from its Av, but it can never achieve that stature. It wasn't in the Mishkan. Another way of saying this would be, as we've discussed several times, right? Every malacha has two elements. It has the Tzuras HaMalacha and the Tachlas HaMalacha. The relationship between them is very important. I'm not talking about tzricha legufa and tzricha legufa, whether that's about your interest in the tachlis hamalacha. There's still always a tachlis hamalacha. I'm talking about, let's say, forget about eitz tzricha legufa for the moment, just the characteristics inherent in every malacha. There's what it looks like, and there's what it does or is supposed to accomplish. So, according to most interpretations, not all. If you look at the Tiferes Yisrael, there's a famous discussion at this point. But according to most Rishonim, we'll talk about it, earlier Achronim, we'll talk about it, right? The Tolda is different than the Av in its Tzura, and shares with it its Tachlis. So the question is all that's important about the Av its Tachlis? It has to have a Tzura. Right? But what makes it, to use Tosis's felicitous phrase, Ikaro v'sharasho, although that's as common about Tzricha Legufa and Kavana, but if the Ikaro v'sharasho is the Tachlis, then the Tzura is just that. You know, it's a coincidence. And it's Sharasho v'Ikaro is something that you pass on to the Tolda fully, so there's no drop-off in the stature of the Tolda from the Av. You've been able to clone it in terms of what's important about it completely. But if the Mishkan tells us that the tzura, the way in which it was done in the Mishkan, is itself important, so that's not something that is transmitted to the Tolda. So you have a Tolda, which has part of, but not the entire, characteristics of the Av. So the likelihood that that is diluted is great. So the role of the Mishkan, necessarily, but it's very, very possibly, is crucial to this issue. If we assume that this is a dilution, we have to ask ourselves another question. And that is whether this dilution creates a stronger connection between the Tolda and the Av, a kind of a dependence. The only reason that this Tolda is Chayiv is because of its connection to the Av. And even though it's lacking in Tzura, it's only that Tachlis common denominator which links it to the Av. So in a way, it's under the thumb of the Av, even more so because it's diluted. Right? If the Tolda is the equivalent of the Av in terms of its Ikaro v'sharasho, so they're clones. You might as well characterize the malacha not by the Av, but by the Tolda, or by the Ikaro v'sharasho itself. But if it's Tafel, right, so it's greater dependence, and its identification and linkage is greater too. Or, would you say the exact opposite? Since it's Tafel, right, so it's different. Different diluted, but different. But that lack of Tzura may make for greater dependence or greater independence. In a way, if Toldos really work, in other words, you might say, why did Toldos work if it's a dilution? But in Kvar Askar, if you say they do work, then the question is, they work and don't ask questions, they work because of the Av, or they work and that's a way of producing, you know, the next generation. It's a way of expanding and evolving Isur Malacha B'Shabbos. So the mechanism is through the Av, right? But essentially they break away and become independent because they're different or tafel to the Av. Or another way of saying that is, if Toldo's work is the Tzura of the Tolda important, does it become important because of its tachlis? Does the discrepancy in Tzura between Av and Tolda become a source of independence or a source of greater dependence? The reason I'm just formulating this way, we should be aware going in what the issues are. I think structurally, these are all things that make sense. Okay. So, the truth is that all these formulations can be found in different makaros. The Gemara speaks about toldos in two ways. Sometimes it's toldos, and sometimes it's vladoseyem. Right, particularly in the sugas and krisas that we saw earlier in the year. Tezvav, tezayin. Toldos sound more independent. Vlados, more of a dilution. Vlados is the term that that's often used for tumah. A sheni, a rishon from an av, and a sheni from a rishon, and a shlishi from a sheni, sometimes called vlad hatumah. That's something to consider. The Sugya Bava Kama should also be noted when it discusses called the same Kiyotze and Lav Kiyotze Mahem. It has an interesting formulation about Chatas and Skila. Second. Midik Tani Avitz Mechal Dika Toldos called the same Kiyotze and Lav Kiyotze. God the Shah the Sun, Mavis Mlok Sarbon Kasarakas Avos, Michal Dika Toldos, told the same Kyotzabahem. Right? This seems to be an affirmation of cloning. But then the Gemara says, Loshna Av Chatos, Loshna Tolda Chatos, Loshna Av Skila, Loshna Tolda Skila. And then the Gemara says, Ma'ika ben Av Tolda. Okay. So, just this Shaka Vitari of the Gemara. On the one hand, one would think, for the same Kyotzabahan, couldn't have a stronger, more, you know, clear-cut, more ringing endorsement for the quality of the Av and the Tolda. But then why the need to repeat? Number one, why the need to apply it to the Onesh at all? Once you say, for the same Kyotzabahan, so whatever, and fill in the blanks. Right. Is the Gemara by saying Onesh telling us, yes, L'inyan Onesh? Right, just like, according to Rashi, when you say, Arbavus Nezikin, for the same Kiyotzebehem, it's possible that what it means is Nefer Yechayev. But Nefer Yechayev does not mean that it's equal. And especially since the Gemara says, Loshna Chatos, Loshna Skila, so did the Gemara really entertain the possibility that told us like Avos when it comes to Chatos, but when it comes to Skila, they're different. Wow. Okay, number one, that would belong in our list of the earlier in the year, right? Yisi ben Yehuda, and Mechamer, and the Havamin of the Mechilta, right about, whether you need all the Malachas together, and several other issues, where it's possible to Mechaleg between the Onesh Chatas, Meshogeg, and Mezid, the Chilul Shabbos Mezid, and its Onesh Misa. So here too, is the Gemara just, it's a kind of a literary flourish, and it doesn't mean anything? Or is the Gemara really saying, number one, linen onshin, number two, even with linen onshin, you should know, loshna chatas, loshna tolda, loshna avskila, loshna tolda skila, meaning it's both, but it didn't have to be that way. In which case, instead of really accenting that there's no difference, the Gemara is, raising our consciousness that notwithstanding Kyotzebahem, there are issues here. In the, I think this is a very important issue. The fact is that the Gemara in Habodeh and in Kol Gadol, Ayin Amud Aleph, requires Gzeiras HaKasuv for toldos. Right? Achas Mehena, according to the Gemara, that's one of the Me'achas Mehena, is the makar for toldos. So some of the Rishonim, Michael, who?
Rit.
Yeah?
Dawa.
What does he do?
Saying that the...
I was about to ask, what was I about to ask? Since you answered, which is good.
Oh.
What was I about to ask anyway? I said some of the Rishonim, and you said the Rit. Well, forget about the alternate source for the moment.
Okay.
But what I wanted to ask, I think we're on the same page, basically, is what I wanted to ask is, some of the Rishonim are bothered by the need for Gzeiras HaKasuv at all. Right? Well, why do I... do you have Gzeiras HaKasuv for Nezikin at the end of the day? That's all the same Kiyotzebahem. No.
Oh, yeah.
So... do you really need a Gzeiras HaKasuv to teach you that told us like Avos? We do. I'm asking why we do. So one of the Rishonim asked that question. Who asked it? See?
Mari
Katz and Shidu Gubetz is Baba Kama. Says, why is it that when it comes to... where does he ask from?
Shabbos
you don't require... Gzeiras HaKasuv. The Shabbos you require Gzeiras HaKasuv. And Nezikin, you don't. Svar V'Alma. So the question highlights, right, the issue. Now, it could still be, it shows in the Havamin at least, that it's not obvious that the common tachlis hamalacha is the mechayim, and one would have thought that the tzura plays a role, and therefore there's an unacceptable drop off or dilution, and therefore it's told it shouldn't be chayim. That's certainly the halamina that you need a limud. What's the kamash malon of a limud? That's an open question now. Kamash malon, it's not true. The assumption is false. Really, an av is based on its tachlis. And as far as the tachlis is concerned, the av and the told are identical. And therefore you're chayim. And there's no dilution. Or, you need exeris akasu because in Akanami there's a dilution. Or there's a change. And the exeris akasu teaches you that afa pichein, you're chayim. So are you chayim, but it's tafel? Are there other nafkamina? Are there differences between avos and toldos? Is one only lasasa komalacha generally? And the other is lasasa zareya, lasasa kotzev, lasasa ma'amer? Or does it impact the relationship between avos and toldos? The fact is that you need exeris akasu. The Rajba I mentioned earlier in the year, the Rajba that Beis Amid Aleph has a version of Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam, Bali Tosas, all note that when it comes to Hotzah, right, all the Tolda had to be in the Mishkan too. And you need a maybe even a Pasuk. It's hard to know. So one of the things that they say is, yeah, Hotzah's Malach Grua, right? So the way Ramban says it is, Hotzah's Malach Grua, you can't know how it operates and how it works. You know, it's a Dvarim, Akurim, Ustumim Heim. Probably not an exact quote, but it's probably pretty close. Dvarim, Akurim, Ustumim Heim. Without information, we just don't know where to go in Hotzah. We don't really understand what it's about. But that's not the way the Rajba quotes are been in time. Rajba quotes are been in time the same. I would have thought that there are no toldos for Hotzah, because of the Lacha Grua. Not. We wouldn't know how to figure out what the Tolda is. There aren't any. Why would you think that? The answer is because if you consider the fact that you need Exeris Akasu to teach you that Toldos are Chayiv, right? So does this Exeris Akasu apply to all of the Malachos? If one of them is unusual, and especially if one of them isn't really in the parsha of Losasa Kol Malacha, but has its own parsha, or Malacha Yisadayim, or something of that sort, or if that was a Havamina at least, so Hotzah Malacha Grua gets treated like, on the issue of Toldos, as if there was no Gzeres HaKasav. Again, if the Gzeres HaKasav reveals to us that Toldos are Kiyotz of Behem fully, because what we should be focusing on is not the Tzura, but the Tachlis, then I don't see any reason to be mechalek between Hotzah and anything else. But if the Gzeres HaKasu is necessary and continues to teach us that despite the fact that there is a dilution, nonetheless, or a change at least, told us are still Chayiv, then perhaps that's not true in Hotzah. So Ben Tam's comment becomes an important one. What is the Marikatz's answer? Anybody have the language? Shouldn't we have the comment? Anybody have it here? Do they have that in the Bar Ilan disc or not yet? No? This individual Rishonim? No Marikatz? To take it up with the proper authorities? You can have Kerushim on Bava Kama without the Marikatz. It's not the same Bava Kama. Seth, is that correct? What? Without the Marikatz, would it be the same Bava Kama?
I had it in my old disco. I think the Barlow has it.
Well, they do.
I had it in my old disco. I remember looking at it.
So you have it in front of you?
I don't have it here. I think
Barlow
should have it
in the future. Oh, really? Well, Arya says no.
I have an older version.
What do you have?
I saw the lights.
What do you have? What number? Okay. So, anybody, no one has it here? Steve, do you remember it?
Yeah, he says that you would have had a Havam, you know, that by Shabbos to know Toldos, because only what's in Mishkan is fine.
Ah. So the Marikatz says, yeah, I'm not so sure how much Marikatz adds to Bava Kama, but he has a lot of Shabbos. The point is that the in Bava Kamma. So, right, the Mishkan factor looms large in Mari Katz's presentation. You would have thought, without the Gezeres HaKasuv, that the role of the Mishkan is so central that there can't be toldos. What's the Kamash Malan? And what else does he focus on? What example does he give? Is that where he quotes the Zohar Bar Marakeit or not? I think so. He says like Zohar Bar Marakeit or Shoveid Medakdeik. Okay, we'll have to stop here anyway. On Thursday, let's continue with this and go as quickly as we can through these the role of the Mishkan first, and then back to the Nafka Mina and the different perspectives and obviously all of this. Okay. And I'll give you, on Thursday, I'll give you Mar Makomos for Zoreya and, we'll go according to the Bavli, so let's do the Zoreya first. Zoreya and Choresh.